Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
With us on the line now from the UK is Joanna Forbes-Lestrange, who's a singer, songwriter, composer and choral leader who was inspired by Oprah Winfrey's 2018 Golden Globe speech to create an all-woman project for International Women's Day. The song, called 21st Century Woman, is a feminist anthem for modern times and was recorded at the world-famous Abbey Road Studios in London. Among the artists taking part are West End stars, an Olivier Award winner, and an 11-year-old singer making her recording debut. A very special music video features contributions from Dame Jenny Murray, Joanna Lumley, OBE, and Prue Leith, CBE. Welcome to the show, Joanna.
Thank you very much.
It's great to have you with us, and happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you too.
So it's a great idea for you to put this project together, and I can see why you were inspired by Oprah's speech. It was pretty incredible, wasn't it?
It was amazing, and that moment halfway through the speech where she suddenly changed the mood by saying a new day is on the horizon and everybody rose out of their seats and started applauding, I just thought, gosh, that is a song. It just immediately spoke to me as a song, and I just couldn't let the idea out of my head after that.
So where did you go from there?
Well, from there, I just went straight to my piano and I wrote the lyrics. I mean, I've never written a song so quickly. The lyrics just came out so fast, and then it was the chorus that came to me first, this idea of what does it take to be a 21st century woman, and once I had the chorus, and it just came together so quickly, I pretty much wrote it that evening, and then initially I thought, shall I record it myself, and then I thought, no, I'm going to go one step better than that, and I'm going to see if I can get a whole team of women together at Abbey Road to record a single.
And the result, I have to say, is incredibly powerful. Well done. I mean, the lyrics, and also, as you say, getting different women together, different voices and different backgrounds, and really works.
Yeah, that was really important to me. I didn't know at the time that there had never been an all-female single recorded at Abbey Road, but it turns out that we made history because I not only had just female singers and a female band, but I also insisted on female sound engineer and producer, and so literally the entire team, I conducted it, and we were all women, and it was such an extraordinary atmosphere that afternoon. Everybody gave up their time for nothing to come and make that single, and we made history. And then after that, we had the idea, let's make a music video and see if we can persuade lots of famous women to appear to help the song get recognition, because as you know, in this day and age, it's very hard to get anything noticed unless it's got famous people involved. So that's why we did that, and it's worked. You know, people have noticed us now because, oh look, there's Joanna Lumley, this must be worth taking notice of. And so it's been great.
Oh, good for you, well done. So tell us about all the celebrities who you got involved, and what are they doing?
Oh, well, it's amazing because in the chorus of the song, I listed all of the ways in which women contribute to modern society, not just professionally, but personally as well. And so I thought, well, at that point in the music video, we should have a woman from each of these professions and other things that I mention. And so I thought, let's just aim high and see how it goes. So, for example, there's one line, we are cancer survivors. And I thought, well, Dame Jenny Murray from Women's Hour on BBC Radio 4, she was always very, very open about the fact that she had survived cancer. So I just wrote to her out of the blue, and she said, yeah, sure, come round to my house, you can film me.
Oh, how wonderful.
That gave me such confidence. And then Prue Leith and Joanna Lumley and a wonderful Moira Cameron, who was the first ever yeoman warder at the Tower of London. She appears at one point, and a fantastic politician, Rosina Allen Khan, who's doing fantastic things. I mean, it was extraordinary. Joanne Harris. I mean, all these women. Nobody said no. This is what I couldn't get over, because they're all the women. Ruby Wax. You know, they just said, yeah, sure, come round. And I think what was nice is I wasn't asking anything of them apart from, you know, 3 or 4 seconds of their time, me literally filming them on my iPhone, saying or speaking or miming along to the track. And it was great. It was really, really hard work, but really amazing.
Oh, and the result is fantastic. You must be so pleased.
I'm really happy with how it turned out, yeah. I was kind of anxious at one point because I thought, I'm not going to be able to find everybody in time. You know, I started to panic slightly, but then I just thought, no, I'm just going to keep believing in this. And, you know, even like, because I had put We Are Nuns in the lyrics, and I never thought for one moment I'd have to actually find a nun. But wonderful Christina Scuccia, who won The Voice in Italy, she appears there. And, you know, then the Bishop of London did We Are Bishops, and I thought, wow, this is escalating beyond my wildest dreams.
Oh, fantastic. That's really, really great. So when did you start doing the project? How long have you been working on it?
I started last summer putting it together. I started planning the recording session and speaking to the people at Abbey Road Studios in the autumn. And then we chose November the 22nd to make the recording, because that's St. Cecilia's Day, patron saint of music, so that seemed the right time to do it. And then, yeah, basically since November, I've been flat out trying to fit paid work in around my my passion project. And, yeah, it's all come together just perfectly in time for International Women's Day.
Great stuff. So what happens now then? Are you doing lots of interviews and trying to get the song out there?
Yeah, I'm doing lots of interviews, trying to get the song out there, trying to encourage people not to stream the song, but to download it. It's only 79p, but that's where the money is coming from that I'm donating to the charities. And I'm also in conversations with lots of charities. So today I'm talking to an amazing charity in America based in Florida called Her Future Coalition. And they are helping poor girls who living in India off the streets and out of horrible human trafficking and into education and employment. They make the most beautiful jewelry and they sell their jewelry, and that is just making a huge impact on girls in India who otherwise wouldn't even get access to education. So it's charities like them that I'm supporting with this song. So my main message is, please download it. That's where the money's coming from.
Absolutely. So how do people download it?
They can go onto any music platform, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever they buy their music, and just literally look for 21st Century Woman, click, and that's that.
Brilliant. And 21st is spelt out, isn't it? You've got
it's
the words.
Spelt out. Yeah, 21st Century is hyphenated, and that's all spelt out in words, woman. And then if you want to follow us on social media, it's hashtag 21st Century Woman Song. And again, it's all letters, no numbers.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us, Joanna Forbes at Lestrange. Have a fantastic Women's Day. And yeah, hope it all goes well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.